You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, in South Africa, there are certain rules or recommended guidelines that we refer to from a business perspective that usually govern how businesses ought to be managed, how governance ought to take place within businesses. And many of you might be familiar with the term King Four, at least the King Code. It's got a long history within South African business and corporate governance. We have recently learned that there are updated guidelines that we will be introducing for businesses and for corporate governance. We are now moving on from King Four to King Five to better understand what this means for businesses and for governance within South Africa. I'm joined on the line by the chairperson of the King Committee on Corporate Governance in South Africa, Ansi Romalo, to take a look at this and see what you make of it. Ansi, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an overview of the importance of the King Code, where it comes to governance in businesses.
Jimmy, I don't think the importance of King Codes can be overstated. We often hear the argument that when we want ethical behavior, we want morality, we want our business leaders, our leaders of state-owned organizations to act ethically, we need to legislate it. But legislation is not the answer. If we look at the Zondo Commission's work, if we look at the current Commission on State Corruption, we see that actually the legislation is in place, but the ethical component of leadership is what is lacking. It's not that we're lacking for regulation, it's that the regulation is not followed. And the King Codes fill that gap between legislation and the law, and then setting the higher benchmark for ethical behavior as well.
Now, Ansi, businesses, particularly in South Africa, are encouraged to follow some form of corporate governance. And for many, many years, the King Code has almost become that benchmark of good corporate governance. Why is it that the King Code has become the reference point? What went into building its structure, and what does that mean?
So when we look at the legal duties of business leaders and leaders of all organizations, state-owned entities, there are duties that state that they need to act within their fiduciary duties and with due care, skill, and diligence. But the practical component of that is lacking. So I was talking earlier about the relationship between the law and the King Codes, and here it comes to the fore as well. So to act in the best interest of the organization that you serve as a director or a member of the governing body is a very abstract concept. So how do we make it more concrete? And this is where the King practices come to the fore. I mentioned the ethical component. Yes, that's one of the aspirations, but it's also to make organizations more effective and efficient and for them to deliver results. For that reason, then, we define corporate governance as ethical and effective leadership, and the recommended practices in the King Code is what makes leadership, well, it speaks to leadership, and then recommend on those practices that need to be adopted to make that leadership ethical and effective.
So, Ansi, let's then take a look at King Five. We know that King Four has been in operation up until this point. We're now introducing King Five from a governance perspective. What are the changes that we need to look forward to here?
Most of the changes, Jimmy, are not substantive. We try to simplify the code to make it more accessible, easier to use. To do that, we simplified the structure, streamlined language. But the big reason for the review was really the developments in the law, the changes to the Companies Act, and specifically the changes introduced with regards to remuneration and social and ethics committees. And then there has been, for the last year, 2 years, emergence of sustainability reporting standards globally. and we needed to take cognizance of those as well. And then, as I said, a code of governance practice is meant to make businesses, organizations more ethical and effective, and therefore to be relevant, that code should keep pace with the operating environment. And one of the aspects that have shifted quite significantly over the last couple of years is technological development. And so we had to update our practices to take account of that as well. So those are really the changes that we had to effect through the review. But for organizations who are already applying King 4, we don't believe that the requirements to transition to King 5 would be too onerous.
Speaking of that transition, Ansi, when do we expect that the new guidelines would come into effect, and when do we expect the transition to begin happening from a business perspective? Obviously, businesses would have different timelines based on financial year ends and all of those sorts of considerations. When do we expect to start the transition into King 5?
So we expecting organizations to start transitioning as their new financial years start from the 1st of January. So for some of them, of course, their financial year will only start on the 1st of April 2026. And then for those companies, as an example, that's when we will expect them to start transitioning. But even though we're expecting the transition from the beginning of next year, or for financial years as they start from the beginning of next year, really with a code like King 5, corporate governance really only comes or takes effect when you have to disclose on it. So we'll only start seeing the first disclosures from the end of next year. So an organization would, for example, have its financial year starting 1st of January, come to the end of the financial year, December 2026, and then will have to disclose when they also issue their annual financial statements and annual reports.
Updated corporate governance guidelines for South African companies. King 5 is officially out, and businesses and companies alike will have to adhere to that if they hope to achieve good corporate governance. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the chairperson of the King Committee on Corporate Governance in Southern Africa, Ansi Romalo, for joining us to take a look at the changes being made to the King Code.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.